Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Our Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, continuing to broadcast live from the MAC. Tonight it is the Jack Buck Awards, and just about every St. Louis sports dignitary is here. That includes Chris Zimmerman, CEO of the St. Louis Blues. He joins us right now. Chris, great to see you. Thanks for taking some time with us tonight.
Well, it's great to be here. Very cool, as we were just saying, that you guys have had this great tradition of carrying this event.
Right now, with this Blues team, how much added excitement and energy is there maybe just in the business offices based off everything going on with Coach Montgomery and the way the team is playing?
Yeah, you know, you feel it immediately when our fan base is excited, the players are excited. There's another, you know, a little bit more jump in everybody's step, and that funnels right into the office, I assure you.
There's the excitement, and I'm not trying to take anything away from what we've seen over the last couple years, but it's amazing how one move and one very charismatic individual can walk through the door, and it just almost in many ways feels like a new season.
Well, so many things were obviously right about Monty coming back to the Blues, and that opportunity presented itself for us to bring back one of the game's absolute best coaches. And as we look both to this year and the years ahead and what Doug Armstrong and Alexander Steen and the group is doing, adding that type of coach, it's another major step for us getting back to being one of the top contenders.
One of the cool things that this event really shows is how much all aspects of the St. Louis sports community works together. I had Mark Schreiber on earlier from the St. Louis Sports Commission, and they made a big announcement today that the figure skating championships are going to be coming to St. Louis a year from January. So the Blues have to be in agreement with that, because that means you're going to have to clear out some dates at Enterprise Center where you're not able to play and things like that. It's just, to me, that's another example of everybody working together for the good of St. Louis sports.
Yeah, I think that, as you may know, I mean, the St. Louis Sports Commission is, quite honestly, they're one of our most critical partners. Our work with them to bid on NCAA events, gymnastics, trials, whatever the case may be, that's part of who we are, and that's part of the mission, to recognize that our ability to attract the top sports championships across college and other governing bodies, that's, as I said, that's part of our DNA. We recognize the importance to the city, to our business community, and we love to be in those fights.
And speaking of the Frozen Four, is going to be in St. Louis. It's been here before, but it's going to be in St. Louis. That's another thing that the Blues can be involved with and really kind of be ambassadors to the hockey community and St. Louis sports community.
Yeah, you know, ever since I've gotten here, we've been talking about getting the Frozen Four back to St. Louis. And so when we were awarded the 2025 Frozen Four, that throughout our whole organization, that is a great accomplishment. And right now, I look at the local organizing committee and see the way that so many people from all parts of government, business, the local hockey community are coming together to make sure that we put on a really great event.
You mentioned the hockey community, and I don't mean to bring this down, but we had the tragic situation recently with Colin Brown, who passed away, and immediately the Blues had patches and moments of silences, and it's a big city, and there's lots of people here, but when it's hockey, the community always supports each other, and you hate a situation like that, but the Blues were right there to, you know, show their thoughts in that.
Yeah, well, it goes unsaid that was an incredibly tragic, awful, horrific outcome. Yeah. I mean, I got to meet Colin's parents. The strength that they have showed, and I think, as they said to me, part of it, the hockey community rallying around them, rallying around their son, has made this tragedy just a little bit easier. And, you know, again, I'd say it's part of our DNA to try to find ways that we can step in and support not just the hockey community, but the community in general.
Yeah, 100%. I think the Blues are amazing stewards at that, and I appreciate that. When you think about where we're at right now in sports in this market, sports gambling has been legalized. That's something that the teams are supporting. The FanDuel Sports Network thing got figured out. The Cardinals have obviously been dealing with that. I got to think that those two things took up a lot of your time recently. And I know there's still unknowns in TV future and all that. But are you able to breathe a little bit easier just knowing that those two big projects, at least for the moment, are kind of off to the side?
Well, it is certain. We're certainly pleased that the sports betting amendment that got approved, and that the people of Missouri has spoken, and so we're excited to launch that. That's obviously an important business initiative, and yeah, regional sports television. You're right. These two topics have taken up a lot of time. There's a lot of change going on, and you know, there's a little bit of the continued assessment of what's next. And we, you know, right now we're proud to be partners with FanDuel, and quite honestly, it's quite impressive that they've emerged from their bankruptcy. So I don't know where the musical chair stops on that one, but you know, ultimately, for us, it's about delivering our games and building a fan base. And we feel really honored that we have the kind of support we have, and we'll keep focusing on that.
In a recent Post-Dispatch story, Anouk Kurunturante from the Cardinals mentioned the fact that they see a lot of value in being on the same TV network as the Blues, that they think that's an important thing. Does it work for you as well? Do you see the value in being on the same network as the Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, from the day I got here, I recognized that the St. Louis Cardinals are one of the most iconic brands in sport. And we love working with the Cardinals, quite honestly. We love being partners with all of the professional teams in St. Louis. But yeah, I think when you think about year-round sports viewing, the Cardinals and Blues being together, that makes a lot of sense.
Chris Zimmerman is the CEO of the St. Louis Blues. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight. This is great.
Thanks so much, Matt.
We will take a break. Have more coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.